This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
Of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Starting out, though, tonight, Mark, you had a disturbing but not surprising story about what happened to one student when his teacher snitched him out with this at-home learning thing going on.
Yeah, and in this case, she wouldn't have ever had the opportunity had it not been for the online learning at home.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher spying on student. This is from pjmedia.com. Paula Bulliard reporting. Teacher spying on student during virtual class sends cops to search 11-year-old's home.
Well, I don't know if you can call it spying when you voluntarily choose to have a video feed coming from your room that anyone who's within the government can access, especially the teacher. I don't think you can call that spying, but I guess she was spying things in the background. She was seeing things in the background, right?
Yep. Not minding her own business, certainly.
Not minding her own business, yeah.
A Baltimore County, Maryland fifth grader
got a visit
from the police after his teacher called to report that she had seen a BB gun on the wall behind the student during a class video call. The boy's mother, Courtney Lancaster Sperry.
I'm not sure how she knew it was a BB gun.
I'm not sure that it's not in quotes, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what she saw something.
She thought it
identified
was a gun, probably.
It was a gun, right?
Yeah.
Not a firearm, but a gun.
Mm-hmm.
The boy's mother, Courtney Lancaster Sperry, a Navy veteran.
Well, how about that?
Is warning other parents about a lack of privacy during virtual classes after her son was targeted by a teacher who saw that she was what she thought was a scary-looking gun hanging on the wall of the boy's bedroom. Well, my son was on a Zoom call, a concerned parent, and subsequently two teachers saw his properly stowed and mounted Red Ryder BB gun.
And that's one of the classics, right? The Red Ryder?
Yep.
I had a Red Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Put your eye
on it. Was it a pump?
Yeah.
It's a lever action.
Right. Yeah, lever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You have no CO2 cartridge or nothing.
But it's air pumped.
Yep.
With a lever.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. How many times could you pump it?
Oh, no, just once. Actually,
just
I don't
one.
Think it... Okay, it wasn't air-pumped. I think it was a spring. The okay. lever the lever reset the spring. It was
okay.
spring.
Yeah. I see. So, pretty weak.
Yeah.
I had a Crossman 880.
Mm-hmm.
You could put 10 pumps into this thing.
Nice.
And, you know, kill whatever varmints you needed to kill. They're still great for that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be out in your neighborhood plugging things with a .22 rifle, but...
So how old is this kid again?
He's a fifth grader. He's 11.
11. Okay, yeah. 11. BB gun. That's
definitely
not bad.
Old enough for a BB
I got
gun.
My first .22, you know, at 11.
At 11.
Okay. Yeah.
You could keep in your room?
That I kept in my room, and I kept my own ammunition. I mean, granted, I grew up out on a farm. I'm not sure where
But that doesn't make you less likely to shoot yourself. I mean,
no, it definitely doesn't.
The genetics of a kid who grows up on the farm is no different than the genetics of a kid in suburbia.
No, but I can see how in suburbia a kid might have a BB gun at 11. You know, he can use that in the backyard. But, that's not an unreasonable age for a kid to
not
have a BB gun at all.
We, my dad kept his rifle in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the closet wasn't locked. I was just told, that's dad's gun. You don't get to use that one.
Right.
And that was that.
Yeah. I mean, my dad never had a gun safe either. It was just a matter of, like, don't touch things that you don't know about. And we were taught at a young age, like, these are firearms. These are deadly. Handle these correctly. You know? But at a certain age, too, you're also taught, it's like, hey, if somebody comes in the house and you're the only one here, you need to know where these are.
Yeah, that conversation was never had in my house, but I suspect it would have been fine. Let's see, and another BB gun in the background. He was not holding them and never intentionally showed them on video. In fact, he was oblivious.
Didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, that they're even in the
background. They're always there, so.
Right? It's just his BB gun.
Yeah.
And it's just a decoration on the wall until he needs it. After the teacher reported the gun, the principal, Jason something, Failer, decided to call the police to report the guns and ask that the home be searched. the principal and the teacher. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, right now, if you're a veteran and a gun owner and a parent, the police, the principal of your school, supposed to be educating your child, has the police called on you to have your house searched. According to this article, the principal called to have the house searched.
Mm-hmm.
Not to report that they had seen something that looked like a gun. It could have been, you know, anything. It could have been a replica, could have been a real gun, could have been a BB gun, could have been, you know, whatever. Airsoft rifle. Because, you know, this is the problem with people who are ignoramuses surrounding firearms having...
What school was it?
It was in Maryland County.
I understand that. You said it was Baltimore County, I think, in Maryland.
Yeah, Baltimore County.
Does it say what the name of the school was, though?
This kid's got a nice arsenal set up, actually. He's got, like, a nice gun rack on his wall.
I'm curious if it was...
It's on pegboard, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a bow and arrow.
Not bad.
What I'm curious about was this the city of Baltimore, or was this...
Baltimore County, Maryland is what it says, a fifth grader, because that's what I got for
you. Okay, so it doesn't say the school. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Not that I've got here. I mean, I'm sure I could hunt around for it, but that wasn't a question I was anticipating.
Does the article go on to say that the police showed up to their house? Does that actually happen?
Yeah.
Because I'm just wondering, at what point in this chain of events did somebody snap in and go, why is this even being pursued? What law was broken?
Oh, I have the reason right here.
Okay.
The principal and the teacher cited a rule stating that students may not bring guns to school and claimed that extended to virtual classes as well.
Out of here.
Ridiculous. That's why I said this is not surprising.
Your house now belongs to the county school.
Yeah. I saw an article today that also said somewhere our parents are being given forms to sign saying that they're not going to watch in on their child while they're learning.
Really?
Apparently the teacher's afraid of being spied on now by the parents, and they want to be left to
teach.
Because
now you can audit. Now you can actually audit a class.
Right.
Before, you'd have to, like, sit in there, and of course they're never going to pay attention to you. And
I have never in my lifetime seen a parent in
a class. Yeah.
Now, admittedly, I've only been in the classes I've been in, but I went to 13 years of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sperry told PJ Media that the school's vice principal called her ex-husband, claiming to be checking on network connectivity. She believes the real reason for the call was to find out whose house her son was at. The vice principal ended the call without leveraging the opportunity to discuss the matter, or rather was fishing for information to find out where to dispatch the police. The 11-year-old in question is a Boy Scout, pursuing the rank of Eagle Scout, is an outdoors, all-boy kind of kid, his mother said, and his parents, and by way of legal rights, he is allowed to own said guns. In addition to the BB gun, she said her son is training in archery and enjoys shooting the airsoft gun.
Well, okay, so I went and I looked the story up, Mark, and I found that it is Seneca Elementary School? I guess, yeah, he would still be in elementary school at that age, yeah. So, Seneca Elementary School, which is sort of over by the waterfront there. There's, like, some water to the east of Baltimore, and it's sort of that direction. It definitely is part of what appears to be a metro area of Baltimore, but somewhat on the outskirts of it. And the reason why I'm asking about where this is because there's a story from 2016 that the Baltimore City Council actually banned BB guns and any replica firearms from within city limits. So, you know,
a citywide ban?
Yeah.
Wow. How did you even do that?
Yeah.
Because they can do it.
Because it hasn't been disputed, probably.
Well, I mean, it's the government. I mean, they kind of do whatever it is they want to do. In this case, of course, they're using the excuse that they're protecting the city's youth 5 months after police officers shot a 14-year-old in the shoulder and the leg on a street in East Baltimore. The young man was carrying a BB gun that officers said resembled a semi-automatic pistol. Quote, it's something that we should do for the safety of our children, said the city council president. Meaning the safety of their children from getting shot by the police.
Right.
Right.
We're getting stores robbed with replicas. We've got people running around with these things, and they almost look real. I don't think we should be allowing replica guns in the city of Baltimore, especially with the murder rate we have. So, no, in Baltimore, you cannot have BB guns, air rifles, and pellet guns. $250 fine for the first offense, $1,000 fine for subsequent offenses. Repeat offenders who are caught more than twice will face misdemeanor charge. and maximum 30 days in jail.
This goes on. Now we will get to talk to the cops.
Great. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
VINOVITE .com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a disturbing story involving this so-called new normal where young people are now staying home in a lot of cases but still going to government schools. And surprise, when you let the government into your bedroom, they're going to get into your business.
It's amazing.
And that's what is happening here, which is why I said earlier that this wasn't a surprising story. Completely predictable. But now a young man who is a Boy Scout that is now facing, I don't know, we haven't gotten to the criminal charges or what the punishment has been yet, but he at the very least had his house searched by the police in Baltimore County, Maryland. We can talk more about it. Your calls are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix, a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has them, and they've got a daily dispatch where you can stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomswithanSphoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Mark, we'll get back into your story coming up here in a moment, but first, let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Jonathan is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jonathan. All right, so we continue. 855, 450 free. Mark, let's go on with your story. What's the latest on what's going on?
Well, let me go on with what happened. So the teachers and the prince that well
teacher snitches out the student for having a BB gun.
Parents snitch to the teacher. The teacher then
concerned parents. Okay, gotcha. So other parents saw the gun.
This also then brought it to the attention. The teacher sees it. Principal is involved. The principal calls the police in order to have the house searched, and that's kind of where we're at. The
now, didn't you say the principal wasn't sure which house to search? Was it the parents were divorced or something?
Right. So they were checking out which house to go.
So they figured it out somehow?
Right.
Okay.
So I answered the door. This is the mom. The police officer was very nice. He explained to me that he was coming to my address to address an issue with my son's school. And then explained to me that he was here to search for weapons in my home. And I consented to let him in.
Oops. Two mistakes. And one, answering the door. Two, consenting to a search. Go on.
Well, I understand answering the door when the police come because you're never entirely sure what they're there for.
I get it.
Yeah.
But they're usually there to investigate you.
She could have just as easily said, there's something on the stove that's burning, excuse me. Blam! And close the door, and not come back.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I unfortunately stood there and watched police officers enter my 11-year-old son's bedroom. Mm. The officers that responded were appalled at the call and even commended the setup that my son has for his toys and commended him also on his respect and understanding of the BB guns.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, this is super interesting because that's what I was wondering. I was waiting for the part where somebody up this chain stopped and goes, guys, this doesn't make any sense. Why is this even an issue? Like, but these guys still went and enforced this order that they were given and just complained about it the whole time. And that's not how you handle that situation, in my opinion.
That's not what a moral person would do. They would say, oh, we should just go away. This is ridiculous.
Right. We should just drop this nonsense.
But that's not the way government works. And I saw that recently right out here in front of the studio. There was a law enforcement officer here in Keene, New Hampshire, who came by the other day. I'm not going to say which one it was because of the content of the conversation. I'm actually trying to protect this guy. But he came by and said he's sick and tired of government overreach. It's gone too far. I think it was the mask ordinance that pushed him over the edge. And, you know, we went back and forth, and he was being super friendly or whatever. And then he revealed that the reason why he's there is because somebody on the street keeps calling them. Because somebody is blowing, you know, every now and then somebody blows through the stop sign here. It's a three-way intersection, so there's two of the ways that are busier than the other way. And the straight way gets people blown through the stop sign. So somebody's been calling them. So he was actually there to pull somebody over if he saw him go through the stop sign. And sure enough, somebody goes through the stop sign and he pulls him over, even though he admits to me in the conversation that the stop signs don't belong there.
Really?
Yeah, frankly,
yes,
I don't think those two belong that you're referring to belong there.
He agreed.
I mean, you know.
And then he went and pulled somebody over for it.
Well, yeah.
So
did
it's
he
like,
give him a ticket?
I didn't get down there to observe that. A lot of times they just do warnings
here
in Keene, actually New Hampshire in general.
Yeah, I think moving violations in the state of New Hampshire, the money goes to the state, which means
so
that the local
cops
don't really see any value from it, and it's not the fundraising tool that many police departments around the country use.
Well,
other departments should look at that, and frankly, I think it should be stepped up that if this is about safety, the money should be given to charities, not to any government agency.
The point, though, is that he was of two simultaneous minds, or if you could even call the other one a mind. There was the mind of the man that said, God, there's no need for these stop signs. Mm-hmm. And then there's the bureaucrat, this automaton cop who's like doing what he's told to do.
Right. And I don't get paid enough to think about it that much. You know, that's the mentality a lot of these guys have.
And he also mentioned to me, I shouldn't say this, but at some point he's going to retire. I'm not going to say how soon that retirement is coming, but, you know, obviously he doesn't want to rock the boat or anything like that. He's got a retirement coming up.
Right.
And he'll get 90% of his paycheck or whatever for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Which, you know, you can't blame somebody for wanting to get a piece of that action.
Especially when you've been doing it this long, you know. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
It's good money.
Mm-hmm. So that's the mindset, is they do what they're told.
According to the lady here, Ms. Perry, the officers were more than nice. Although they did not have a warrant, I have always been taught to not only comply, but that I had nothing to hide and was and allowed them to look wherever they wanted
to. Well, that is false. Please stop teaching people that, because that is status propaganda that gives the police the permission, because she gave them permission, to search her home with the belief that she had nothing to hide. Now, again, if she was in Baltimore proper, she's violated the ban on BB guns. And so, technically, she did have that to hide. And who knows what else you have to hide that you don't think you have to hide that's illegal that you don't know is illegal. You don't know what all the laws are. Well, and they don't either, mind you, but they certainly know some of the ones that you don't know, and they could be finding other violations as they're looking for your stuff.
She got lucky here, I think. I think she got some you know, some good cops that were only intending there to look for the thing that they came to look for. And
well, I wouldn't call those good cops. Okay, because they still wasted this woman's time. They made her feel probably somewhat intimidated and frightened. So that's not a good thing what those men did. Now, if you're saying they're good because they didn't also take a baseball bat to the inside of her home and smash up all of her, you know, precious vases or china or whatever, then okay, they weren't as bad as they could have been. They didn't rape her, apparently, while they were there.
Well, it certainly happened as far as police officers go, but I would say that... you know, like, I imagine these police feel like in around Baltimore, where they have outlawed BB guns, that they probably have to go and check out calls on 11-year-olds with ARs. And that's what it looks like. It's got the red tip on the front. But nonetheless, I'm not here to defend the police officers. What I wanted to do was read this little part where she says that looking at the fear on her son's face...
Yeah, not a good
made
thing.
Her feel violated as the police went through his room.
Yeah, not good cops.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not claiming they're good cops.
You did earlier. You can take it back.
Here's, I'm not going to take it back. What I'm going to take, what I'm going to say is that whatever the police are in this case is paled in comparison by the officious bureaucrats that you send your children to school to deal with every single day.
The toll free, but if cops wouldn't have listened, if cops were like, yeah, leave that kid alone, then
Look, I get it, but not the paladins of liberty
that
you wish they were.
Okay, then they would have been good. Instead, they terrorized this poor kid.
They don't give libertarians jobs in police departments.
That's 855-450-3733. It's actually not true. There's supposedly one of them in the.
Generally.
Chief area here.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is starting the process needed to snap back sanctions on Iran.
All UN sanctions on Iran lifted under UN Security Council. Notified them that the United States is initiating the restoration of virtually all UN sanctions on Iran lifted under UN Security Council Resolution 2231. This process will lead to those sanctions coming back into effect 30 days from today.
President Trump says next year will be a great one for job creation if he's reelected.
In a second term in office, we will create 10 million jobs in the next year?
President Trump on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, and in a few hours, Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president to conclude its virtual national convention. This is USA Radio News. An uptick in jobless claims, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says 135,000 more Americans filed for benefits last week than the week before.
Federal prosecutors are requesting that actress Lori Loughlin get 2 months in prison and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, get 5 months in prison for their roles in the college admissions cheating scam. Regarding that sentence, ABC News legal analyst Matt Murphy says,
the judge is going to do that, and the judge will agree that this is an appropriate sentence for Lori Loughlin. Based on the gravity of what she did, 60 days is almost exactly what you'd expect the judge to impose.
Prosecutors say Giannulli took a more active participant role in the scheme, while they say Loughlin took a less active role, but did have her daughters lie as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. The number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more about this, 11-year-old who had a BB gun mounted on the wall behind him while he was in his online class in the Baltimore County, Maryland area. And the teacher sent the police to his house, and his room got tossed by the cops in a search.
Well, I don't know if tossed is the right terminology here.
You think they just went in and glanced around?
They did not complain about the condition of the room afterwards. So, and the cops complimented him on his setup, the way he had the guns on the wall stored and the ammunition stored separately and all that stuff.
I bet you they went through his drawers.
Well,
bet you they went through his closet.
I don't know what to say about
that. Yeah, they went to search his house, right? They went to search for guns.
If they saw
they're
the
not
guns
just go in and
that the teachers
around.
Looked for, and they found those guns, and those guns were BB guns.
I can't believe you're actually attributing to the police the idea that they wouldn't go and search a place that they believed that they had the right to search.
All I'm saying is you have no evidence.
So, Ian, I'm with you, right? I think these cops are the way they should have handled it if they were good cops is they would have like gone to their supervisor and been like, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing it.
Right. We got better things to do.
Right. But that's not what happened. Here's the thing, though. I don't think they're the worst people in this story. And the focus needs to be on these school administrators, right? Because the first thing that they did wrong was that they're so out of touch with America that they have no understanding of gun culture, right? This kid's a Boy Scout. Being a Boy Scout includes marksmanship. Like, that's part of becoming a Boy Scout. And if you want to make something like that illegal, that's just talking about, like, let's just erase the fabric of America. Secondly, they didn't talk to the parent first. I don't know why they went to the police. Like, why didn't they just go, hey?
It's not their policy.
What? It's not their policy?
That's literally what the principal said.
So they just want...
Look, you don't understand. Somebody
when the mother demanded to see the screenshot taken by the creeper teacher, she was told that she would not be allowed to view it because it wasn't part of his official school record. Let's see. I'm
sorry, ma'am. That case is still being investigated. We can't share that evidence with you.
Yeah. There's a part in here where they say that, why didn't they just call me and talk about it? But, you know, whatever.
Public schools encourage snitching, right? Mm-hmm. If you get in a fight in a public school as a kid, it doesn't matter if you started the fight or not, you still get suspended. You get sent home. And the teachers will tell you, don't fight, just come get an adult. And then you breed that mentality into normal people, and these teachers and these parents all decide that snitching's okay. And then we get to this situation where a kid's being harassed by the police over something that, like, is as American as anything else, you know. And these people are so out of touch, and they just think that it's a bad thing. I don't understand it.
I've explained to my son that he did nothing wrong, Sperry said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm just sad because I thought the teachers were my friends. This is an Eagle Scout, ladies and gentlemen.
Good lesson to learn early.
Yeah, really.
Right. These are the most upstanding young men America produces for generations. And they have just had, remember what the Boy Scouts does.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts is a preparatory camp for getting kids to join the military and be the sort of, you know, mm-hmm. strong, young, greatest generation kind of kid. And they just broke that in an 11-year-old kid. They just taught an 11-year-old kid, you can't trust your government because your teacher, instead of looking at the weapon and saying, hey, oh, nice setup or whatever, because kids used to carry BB guns, used to carry 22 rifles to school.
Long time ago.
Not that, within my lifetime?
Before my time.
I bet you it was going on somewhere in America within your lifetime.
Maybe.
Imagine getting red-pilled as an 11-year-old over a BB gun.
Yep.
This kid's going to become like a Second Amendment lobbyist.
The school refused to comment on the specific case, but told Fox Baltimore, there are multiple ways for families to share concerns with us. In general terms, the safety of students and staff is our chief concern, whether we are in meeting in classrooms or via continuing continuity learning. So, you know, basically, we'll do what we want. Screw you. So what are the Sperry wants to know, what are the parameters? Where are the lines drawn? If my son's sitting in the kitchen island next to a butcher block, does that constitute mm-hmm. a weapon? It's not allowed in school, right? I presume she's talking about the knife sitting on the butcher block.
Yeah.
So would my home be searched because he's sitting next to a butcher block? I feel like parents need to be made aware of what the implications are and what the expectations are. Virtual learning may work well for you, she said.
Let me make you aware. Here are the implications. If you let the government into your home virtually, they believe they have the right to go in there physically. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You should have known in advance. And hopefully now you'll know, again, I'm not a lawyer, this is not legal advice, but it's my understanding that if the cops come to your home, unless they have a warrant, then any kind of search that's performed is done generally with your permission. And if it's not done with your permission, hopefully you can get video of that happening and of you denying them permission if they had already taken you into custody.
Yeah, I would really like the police in this circumstance to have said, excuse me, ma'am, we're here to, we've been gotten a call about your son having a gun, and apparently it was seen in an online photo of him in school. We would like to search his room, but I would first like to advise you, you can tell us no. In fact, you can tell us to get off your porch and leave.
Again, what an actual good cop or a better cop might do.
That would be somebody who respected their oath to the Constitution, might say.
Right.
One last thing here, Sperry, the mom says, virtual learning may work well for you, but make sure nothing in your home offends anyone, or you may spend the next couple of weeks circumventing the invasion and violation that I did today. My child in my home will no longer be subjected to video to allow room for any other violation of my rights and how I legally manage my home, she declared.
So ultimately, she wasn't charged with anything, huh?
As best I could tell, no.
Did they even confiscate the BB guns?
No. Not, there's no evidence
that they should have,
tossed the room or took the BB guns or anything like that.
Well, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. If you believe that this is totally fine and that students should expect to have regular visits from the police just to make sure they're not harboring any fun things, then give us a call. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
gentlemen. Remember that video I got back in 2018 where Keene State College tried to prevent me from filming a City of Keene government meeting?
Yeah, it was a City of Keene government meeting that, if I recall correctly, was happening for some reason on the college campus instead of the City of Keene building. And
bigger venue?
And some goon from the security squad got in your way.
Yeah, it was the thing called the City College meeting or the College City meeting, I can't remember which, or City College Commission, something like that. But it was both the Keene State College and the city government. They sometimes have the meeting on campus. Sometimes they have the meeting at Keene City Hall. But yeah, they, you know, the security lost their minds and they called the cops, and the cops ejected me from the university grounds because I refused to identify myself. I just wanted to film.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So,
which is
anyway, I have an update. I have an update on Keene State College censorship.
Okay, let's hear it, because we've covered what they're doing recently with the reopening, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Not allowing students to hug each other or shake
hands. No hugging.
There shall be no partying, apparently.
No touching. Do not touch the girls.
Yeah. No fun. Yeah, no fun allowed. All right, so what else is going on, Dave?
At least that'll help keep people. Maybe that'll help keep people out of college.
But, it may very well. In fact, I know Tyler is planning on doing the remote courses. You are a student at that college.
Yep, I'm a student there. Doing the whole thing remote this semester. You don't have to go in once. Hopefully.
So what's
as
up,
I
Dave?
Was as I was looking over the COVID restrictions that they have posted on keene.edu, I noticed that there are apparently some pre-existing restrictions that are even more disturbing. That I didn't know about before, but apparently students, when they're brought up on disciplinary hearings or code of conduct hearings, they are not allowed to record the hearings.
Oh, my.
And additionally, media is not allowed to even enter the hearing.
Closed.
This is on a government
court.
This is a government campus.
Stand by, Dave Ridley with us here from RidleyReport.com. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Number's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about some very disturbing school-related news. You got a teacher in Baltimore turning one of his own students in. Or her own students in.
Yeah, I don't know the gender of the teacher.
Sending the police to the young man's home in order to conduct a search for BB guns that were seen in the background of a video during this remote learning. So also we got an update on what sort of madness has been going on college campuses as Dave Ridley is joining us. We're going to get back into his call. And of course your thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Dave on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, so I was talking about how you're not allowed to record your own hearing when you are a student brought up on a code of conduct violation at Keene State College.
Is this true at all colleges or just Keene State?
I bet you it's pretty standard. That's just my, you know, normally they're using boilerplate, right? They copied from some other college.
That wouldn't surprise me.
The college does record it, but they destroy the recordings within 30 days after making the recordings, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they suppress the evidence. If they've done something badly, they can, you know, do like the cops do sometimes when they have body cam and they've done something wrong.
Yep.
They just, you know, delete the video because they shot it, but you can't.
So,
but the other thing...
So before you go on with the other thing, on these college campuses, in order to go to the college, you are told you have to sign an agreement. And part of that agreement, and I don't know, Tyler, since you're going to the very same school, if they treat you differently as somebody who's not living on campus. But I know, for instance, the students, at the very least, that are living on campus have to sign an agreement saying that they will consent to having their rooms
whatever
searched.
Whatever sort of make-believe justice these people whip up, apparently.
So if the students or the school security wants to come search their room, they have to consent. And if they want to stop them, I believe, on any of the college campus paths or wherever, like anywhere outside,
wow,
and want to search them outside, I believe they have to consent to that. Do you know if being an off-campus student, you also have consented to any on-campus searches?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, the way it was written when I consented to going online is I had to commit to going online completely. Like, I'm not going to go on campus at all this semester.
But I meant, like, before... Previously.
Maybe last year.
Yeah.
You know, I never considered it when I went on campus. No one ever told me that they were allowed to go through my bag or anything like that. And
did
I was
you
under,
sign a,
I never signed anything that said that. that I can recall. Okay. No.
You probably signed an agreement that says, I'm going
to
be a student.
Yeah, to be fair, I joined the Navy, so I signed a lot of papers without reading them.
So. Yeah, okay. It's probably in there somewhere. But anyway, go ahead, Dave, with the rest. So that's part of it, right? When you sign that agreement, you're also agreeing to waive any kind of a right to a public hearing. That's in there, you know, that's got to be in there. It's like, yeah, okay, well, if there's disciplinary actions, you don't get to record them, sign here. You want to be educated? You got to agree.
That's it.
That's it.
So I was able to confront the president of the university about this on live
college,
talk radio on the Keene
whatever.
Radio station. However, they cut me off just as she was beginning to answer. And so all I heard was her say, well, we treasure students' rights, and then I didn't hear anything after that.
Oh, so you weren't able to actually listen to the broadcast after you hung up?
Well, I mean, that's complicated. You got to punch a bunch of buttons and find out what you're, where do I go?
Okay, well, it's probably that she dodged the question. That's just going to be my guess, given that she's a politician. So, I mean, she's the president of a college, a political position. Knowing that, she's probably just put a bunch of words out into the air without saying anything, like politicians are so good at.
Yeah.
I did notice another COVID restriction that was interesting, though, while I was looking at the COVID restrictions. And that was that apparently students are, in practice, maybe accidentally banned from eating while standing up outside.
Eating while standing up outside. Can you explain how that restriction came into play and what do you think it has to do with?
So the way it's worded is, quote, they're saying that they will, quote, wear a mask at all times on campus, except when in my residence hall room, off-campus living spaces, or eating while seated, unquote.
I see.
Wow.
So you can't eat and walk. Yeah.
Well, I wonder how many kids
Protect
go ahead.
protect your kids from college by not saving money for college. It's a waste.
Yeah.
It's just
well, I mean, if you're going to save some money up for your kids that was going to give them a ride to college, why not just let them, I don't know, invest it in a business or buy a house or something like that? You'd be way better off with some real estate.
If you if your kid's going to college, like,
the whole idea is to not send them to
incentivize them to get real degrees. Colleges in America provide real degrees, and part of the problem is that people out there are like, you know, when a kid comes into college, it's like, so what do you want to do? Nobody says, would you like to make money and be valued?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to be a bartender that knows a lot about art history?
Mm-hmm. The harp.
So, you know, The STEM careers are out there. Any, you know, smart kids can be engineers, and they can be lawyers and doctors and these sorts of things, and those need to have a degree. But, you know, lots of people getting lots of degrees that they don't need, including that communications degree that you got, Ian.
I don't have a communications degree.
What was yours?
I didn't go to college for a degree. I went to 2 years of associates.
Is a degree.
It's basically a waste of time.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. And it would have been a waste of time. It would have been 4 years. Dave,
we have a co-host who has an MBA.
Some degrees are worth something. A lot of degrees are worth nothing. And that's the problem. They've become degree mills, these colleges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dave, anything else? Go ahead.
It does seem like there is one other restriction, which is sort of restricting students' political activity off campus. It says, quote, avoid social gatherings on and off campus. And
that's the party ban.
For involving more than 10 people. So that wouldn't be political necessarily.
Oh, so I guess all they have to do is call every social gathering a protest.
So who are you voting for?
No, but you see what I'm saying? Like there were, when the Black Lives Matter thing were happening big time, like around here a few months ago, there was this sort of excuse of, oh, well, it's okay to go out and violate all the social distancing rules because it's a protest and this is really important. So, you know, as long as you're willing to risk it, okay, come on out, but make sure you wear a mask because all the Black Lives Matter events were always encouraging people to wear masks. But the talk around these events was that, like, well, it's okay if you're protesting. So it sounds to me like that might be the excuse. All they have to do if they're going to throw a college party this semester is just call it a protest, you know, put some signs out or something like that, and now it's not It's not a party. It's just a protest. It's not social. We're here to try to change things.
We're changing the world.
Yeah. One drink at a time.
Over a beer. Yep.
Yeah. Which is, of course, how it was done, right? Back in the day, there were the American revolutionaries were meeting in bars.
That's
over
right.
Beers.
Yep.
Right. So anyway, thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I think the college is starting next week. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yeah, it starts on Monday, first day of class.
Obviously, that's different for other colleges and other places, but that probably means that tonight's going to be the first party night back, would be my guess, because I think they probably normally they move in the week before, like on a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
bars are just waiting.
Wondering what it's going to look like downtown tonight.
Uh-huh, and I'm wondering what kind of level of enforcement we're going to see on this no party rule, because technically I don't think Keene police can enforce the college rules, can they? I don't think they can.
I don't believe they can.
Yeah, I think what Keene police can do is if the college does what they did to Dave and they've done to me in the past and they don't want you there, so they trespass you off the campus, get off the campus or else we're calling the police, then the police can remove you if you don't leave, right, because then it's a trespass. But besides that, if you're just violating the college's rules and they tell you to leave, besides having to leave when they tell you to, I don't think they can really do much else if you're a non-student. If you are a student, then it would seem that the college campus safety would have to conduct the investigation on any suspected parties, just because they'd have to be able to identify who was at the parties in order to bring them up on these kangaroo courts that Ridley was talking about.
I've got a friend going to college in New York, and they're putting up QR codes mm-hmm. outside of all the classroom doors, and you have to check in with your phone in order to go to class, and it's like a form of contact tracing.
But no auditing of classes anymore, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
But there's no app that they're required to install?
I think it does involve an app. I need to ask him and get more details.
Because we were reading a story earlier this week about, I think it was Albion College in Michigan, mm-hmm. that is requiring all of its students to have its app, which will trace their location at all times.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am much more comforted.
And if you go outside of the college's, what they call the COVID bubble,
mm-hmm.
which is a 4.5-mile perimeter around the campus, apparently. That
why'd they decide that size?
I don't know.
Arbitrary decision-making? Yeah.
Yeah. You're not allowed to leave the college campus area.
COVID bubble.
Or else you could face one of these, you know, show trials that they have. Or I guess not even a show trial. They won't even let the media in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, let's talk a little bit about this DNC, this convention. There's a hilarious story we got to share coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.